Okay, so we are backstage with Mr. Jazzy B himself at the Brentwood Festival. And we've literally just watched a set, Jazzy, and it was absolutely incredible. How was it for you? Did you enjoy it?
Nice, always nice when you're this side of the river, as it were. But yeah, great audience. Yeah. Good festival. Well done, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, really enjoyed that. Nice one.
Have you, I'm taking it, your first time in Brentwood, is it?
Oh, no, I come down there a lot, but first time with the band and stuff like that, so really nice, nice vibe, good energy.
Oh, that's cool, and you've been busy lately, haven't you? You were in Leicester this week, were you, or last week?
Well, we're currently on tour now, all the way through until May, so yeah, we've been a little busy, so I'd be for in the morning.
You're joking.
Interesting.
Wow. What time's your flight?
I think 11 or something, yeah.
How do you keep going?
Well, you know, it's... You know, this is our job. You've got to keep yourself together, you know. But yeah, this is our job.
Yeah. And I noticed as well, as I was watching, a lot of your, I can tell there's so much passion behind, but a lot of your, you've got a lot of rap going on, a lot of, what is your inspiration in terms of when you write things, when you, what do you look to when you...
We're always aspiring, you know, for bigger and better things. It's just about being, you know, trying to be inspirational. Not that much about love and stuff like that, but it's always just trying to be inspirational, you know, as we are as Funky Dread. So, you know, the message is a happy face, a thumping bass for a loving race. So that's our mantra. That's always what we're trying to put out there.
And that is a beautiful message as well. And so you're obviously going to Ibiza in the morning. So do you find that, is it busier in the summertime with festivals and everything? Like, what have you got next? What's going on after that?
Well, you know, I guess, like, because of the way things are set up, the band does a set of things, and then I DJ as well.
Yeah.
And the two things are now interwound together. Wow. So it's kind of cool. But it fluctuates because it seems like we're equally as busy in the winter, because then we start going to South America and places like that during the fall, you know?
That's amazing. Yeah. Because, and obviously, it's strange looking at your audience as well, because there's obviously such a wide range.
I think it's so nice to look, when me and Marielle were dancing right at the front, and we were loving it, because you look around and you see so many different ages of people, because your music just, you know, everyone loves it, of different ages. I saw little kids dancing, and then you see, like, granddads dancing, which is great. You know, that's what you want, isn't it?
Well, I guess we were kind of blessed because of the timing of when we kind of embarked on this whole thing. So, it seems to cross a lot of age groups and stuff, and that's quite nice.
I remember I said to my dad earlier, I was like, oh, I'm going to meet Soul to Soul. And he was like, what? He was like, this is amazing. Like, you know, he loves it. But he didn't get a ticket, but he's away on holiday. But, you know, but it was such a pleasure to meet you. And thank you so much for coming on Phoenix FM and having this little interview with me and Marielle. It's been great.
Nice. It's an absolute privilege. Thank you.
Thank you, Phoenix FM, and keep it locked right here. I'm listening.